sir, and what is your name, sir?
Captain, my name is Derek Kelt.
Yep, sir. This is Kelt. Let's see here. Yeah, what name?
Derek Kelt.
Skelt, Derek. Skelt.
Okay, I don't know.
Derek Skelt.
I got the concern, so Carol, okay, that's...
Skelt, S E N.
Okay, the Honorable Mayor will conduct your hearing, sir. Just hold on.
All right, sorry about that, sir. Would you state your full name and your ADC number?
Derek Joseph Skelt, 24042.
Okay, so it's Skelt.
Yes.
Okay, good. I came close. I don't want to do a bad job with your name. Okay, good afternoon, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in regard to your community supervision violation. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to conduct your hearing. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. And to his right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office afternoon. Prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. You remember that? Did you get that form, sir?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you have an attorney that would represent yourself, sir?
Oh, no. I'll be speaking on my own behalf.
All right. I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby at this time. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
All right, sir, you're going to be conducting in two phases this afternoon. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the true allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, and if you think it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Westby and talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Allegation number one is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to maintain your curfew of 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. unless prior approval is given to you by your supervising officer on or about February 1st, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, but it's not like I was out there doing, like, okay, negative. It was more of a conservative manner.
Sir, in phase two, you have an opportunity to explain, you know, why you missed your curfew and stuff, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Allegation number two is violation of your condition of supervision number 7 and demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about January 29th, 2018 through the task lightning board dated January 30th, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
That's true.
Based on the issue of Mr. Scarlo, I am filing or move to find that he's a delinquent, violating terms and conditions of his supervision, and then they have lapsed or about lapsed in the full range of the company.
Agree.
One moment, sir. Okay, we're about to move into phase two, sir, and before we do, we have Mr. Westby give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and we'll get right back with you, okay?
All right.
Mr. Westby.
On January 11th, 2018, Mr. C. Gross was released from DOC. He was arrested February 1st, 2018 by DOC staff on new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 2nd, 2018. With a projected CCD of June 11th, 2019, 0 of days. Current conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 10 years. No prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. STG annual information notes, he is a member of Danae Pride, STG. There are no prior terms of supervision on record. Disciplinary violations are significant and the violence noted. There was an arrest on record, community score G3B4.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, Mr. Scales, we're going to go over a summary of your supervision timeout. So you were released without improved placement, but during intake, you were going to reside transient if you weren't able to gain any residence. You agreed to, you agreed to a church on the street located at 4808 West St. John Street in Phoenix, Arizona, and then on January 31st, 2018, you were able to gain residence at Beeway's Residential Modification Program at 2501 West Elm Street. So, and you, in that 2501 West Elm Street was where you were living when you were violated, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any employment law in that time you were out?
I was looking for, I needed my social security, so I was waiting for that, and I just had gotten my, my state ID.
Okay.
But I was doing a whole...
You were trying, but just didn't have time, right?
Yes, yes.
We understand that. For programming, you place on task code of the main program for main drug testing. You were signed code in gray, and then on January 25th, 2018, you submitted a sample at task. The results were made even normal with no discrepancies. But then on January 29th, 2018, you submitted a sample at task and directed the results were positive for ETG, which is alcohol. So, do you have an alcohol problem, sir?
Oh, kind of sort of, but like, I was explaining, I was doing my little job interviews and job searches and whatnot, and I kind of got discouraged because I kept getting, like, I guess you say, gassed up or whatever, so to speak. But they were telling me, well, you're eligible for your job, and I just came off a little decade, you know, time serving. I don't have no work experience, so they don't, you know, guarantee a job, and then I'll do a follow-up, and next thing you know, like, all of a sudden, their position are filled, and it's kind of got discouraged, and it happened like 3 or 4 times, and the day I got to, you know, drinking, I haven't been drinking like this, because I was kind of like, got upset, discouraged, but it's kind of overwhelming, too, like, 10 years in a single man cell, I was just released from a rare essential of the bars, and it was kind of like, I guess you could say mind-blowing, and I know how to act, really, honestly.
Okay.
But this right here is a reality check.
Before you were convicted and incarcerated on that charge, did you have an alcohol problem then? Before you got in trouble?
No, not really.
Okay, you don't have a bunch of history with the criminal record, which is a very good thing. So you don't feel you have a real problem with alcohol, it's just that you relapsed because you were discouraged.
Yes.
Let's see if my fellow workers have any questions at this time. Any questions? All right, so we're coming to the end of your hearing. We will hold a discussion in a moment to determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. But we want to give you an opportunity to give us a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be pertinent to the situation. It's your time to sum up and tell us what you think or why you think we should reinstate you. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself. Okay, sir?
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I just came off a little decade, and you can give me the opportunity, second chance, to keep believing when I say that I'm going to start capitalizing, man, like I was doing. I was trying to get a job, but I have no work experience. Like, kind of hard out there, and they didn't tell me how to fight, but, company friendly thing, but basically, I get the streets running, and, they finally told me, oh, well, there are certain places that are, hiring guys like felonies, so, with that being said, I'm gonna check that, you know, for the square, and I'm gonna go, because the lady had gave me like a whole two pages that, of companies that were hiring me, so that's what I want to do, and a few days, I'll be 32, so it's kind of like, it's, I don't know, I don't know how to explain it, but it's kind of messed up, you know, I thought it was gonna be my end to a new beginning, you know?
Okay. All right, sir, we're gonna go discuss, we'll be speaking amongst ourselves. We ask that you remain on the phone, but be quiet, and we'll get back with you in a couple of minutes after we make a decision. Okay, sir?
Okay.
The board's general discussion. Well, this is the interesting in the fact that he spent 10 years in prison. So he more than likely didn't have too much of an alcohol problem when he got out, but goes out, seems to be trying, but got discouraged and had a few beers, and unfortunately for him, he had dropped the UA. But it might be a good thing because he might have gotten, you know, totally hooked on alcohol. He's got over a year left before his sentence is completely up. With his attitude, in fact, it's just one violation, he has a very clean record, and, you know, all of everything involved. I'm inclined to back out in the community supervision with the hopes that he will live up to his promise of not repeating this. But I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Neal. I just have concerns about the violent nature of the crime and the continued violence in prison. You know, one thing we think about is community safety, and the alcohol use would possibly enhance, because it takes away inhibitions and would make potential for even more violence. So I would have reservations and concerns about that.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. Well, yes, I see your point, Mr. Knox. But without, you know, I mean, I've seen letters from the county attorney talking about the terrible amount of violations that are fitting to go back in prison when they act at a left and they're full time spent, you know, so that the nature of the particular violations is it's not that bad, but I understand what you're saying, the violence is no one doing his taking record there. But I'm going to make a motion and see what happens. I'm just going to go in the window and I'll express my thoughts. I'm going to move to return Mr. Segaris to community supervision with all the written conditions and the additional condition that on the board missed positive, deluded, or any way corrupted UA with the PO drug verification process. And that way, if he does continue now, well, he'll get caught quickly. But that is my motion. See where it goes.
A second.
I disagree.
I'm going to disagree as well.
Pardon?
I disagree.
The tie, I guess, we have to go for second motion or
fails.
It just fails.
So it's.
I just understand what you said.
It fails.
Okay. of voting the board in Chicago and based on the rules of the proceedings, that means that your recent voting has been revoked. We do wish you the best luck while you're finishing your sentence, which is a little over a year. You need to make sure you concentrate on some programming for Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, because those programs, even if you're not already victims, are helping learn how to control so you can help to wrap up and have some problems for yourself. But when you are finished, you will have to answer to the PO. You will be allowed to have an alcohol, just don't want to go overboard. So we do wish you the best luck, and this is what you're hearing, sir.
Oh, my.
Okay, we'll come down and